The Bibliographic Production on Education for Never Again in Brazil by Maria de Nazari Tavares Zinade. Abstract: This article was presented as part of Axis 2, Memory, Truth, Justice, and Reparation during the 10th Latin American and Caribbean Colloquium of Latin American and Caribbean Network of Human Rights Education in the Colombian Network of Human Rights Education, Redla said, which took place at the National Pedagogical University of Bogota, Colombia, from October 11 to 13, 2023. The event was organized by the Redla said. These are the findings of a study on the production of literature regarding memory, truth, and justice. This production was born from experiences of education for Never Again in Brazil. The bibliographical research on social production related to the period 1964 to 1985 in Brazil originated from social organizations such as Movimento de Mujeres por la Amnistia, Women's Movement for Amnesty, Comites Brasileiros de Amnistia, Brazilian Amnesty Committees, Comissão de Justiça y Paz, Justice and Peace Commission, Grupos Tortura Nunca Mais, Torture Never Again Groups, Movimento de Familiares de Mortos y Desaparecidos, Movement of Relatives of the Dead and Disappeared. The review encompasses political issues such as dossiers and reports on serious violations of human rights, the memory of hunger strikes inside political prisons, the historiography of resistance movements against the dictatorship, biographies, audiovisual productions, and educational practices of knowledge and memory originated from actions of resistance and defense. In this process, the significant roles played by former political prisoners, family members, lawyers, religious leaders, and human rights defenders are particularly noteworthy. The establishment of the Comissão Nacional de la Verdade, National Truth Commission, led to the emergence of productions stemming from human rights policy, including Truth Commission reports, academic studies, and research on transitional justice. At this stage, the centrality of political persecution by the authoritarian state returns, allowing space for silenced discourse.